And I have a report from the Todmorden Antiquarians on child workers in the mills. Todmorden Antiquarian member Dr. Ken Davies gave the first part of his Child Employment in the Industrial Revolution presentation last month. His interest began whilst living in Holywell, North Wales, and continued here in Todmorden. Introducing this vast emotive subject, Ken suggested that factory owners were not all bad guys, but we need to view child labour from alternative perspectives. Britain was undeveloped at the beginning of industrialisation, poverty was rife, and life expectancy under 40 years. Large families all contributed to daily working and there were no welfare payouts. Ken added that parents were glad to see their children working. In 1820, over 40% of the population were under 15 years old. Children became essential workers in the mills for their nimbleness, learning techniques besides needing less pay. Parish apprentices were not paid at all. London workhouse children were dragged north to work in mills. Yet life expectancy in cities was even lower, and their alternatives may have been crime or prostitution. During the 19th century, there were many factory acts, each improving workers' conditions and reducing child workers' hours and increasing their schooling. But Ken said that industrious factory children gained dexterity and many transferable skills, so some later progressed to skilled work, the post office and school teachers. Even John Wesley recommended employment over idleness and lice. Next, he pondered on John Fielden of Todmorden, who himself began work aged 10 years in his father's waterside mill. John Fielden became an enlightened philanthropic mill master and MP with moral intentions, but he wondered how often did he walk his own factory floor. Ken addressed the topic of dire conditions for child labour in coal mines too. He showed some heart-wrenching pictures of crawling children pulling wagons during their 12-hour shifts underground. They would be taken down the pits by family or friends, yet there remained a status factor to coal work. The 1842 Act limited coal mining to boys over 10 years and no girls. Much of the population was dependent on agriculture, and it was acceptable within families for children to work outside in all weathers from dawn till dusk. Girls tended to do more domestic-related tasks, carrying water from wells, waste, gathering wood, etc. Dr. Ken Davies will give part two of his child employment talk on January the 26th, 2016.